How many times do you think you've seen Cobra? No bullshit.
I don't know, you know, like...
Like, give me a ballpark figure.
Let's see, how many days are in a year? 365. How old am I? Times the... So, you know, when the days when I was unemployed, you know, those kind of multiply. You know, like, so got to add those in those periods of not working, you know. Yeah, I would say, you know, around 1,500 times.
What?
Another episode of Cobra Talk. I'm your host, Slick Rick, and I'm here with my friends.
Matt.
And Paul.
Josh.
And we're here to talk about, the things that affect, you know, the most, the things that are affected most in our lives and how they relate to Cobra. How Cobra is affected to us. Anybody who wants to talk about Cobra, we're here.
And that's, why don't you give people some background? How many times have you seen this movie?
Well, it's not about how many times you've seen it.
Okay.
I mean, how many times have you read the Bible?
None.
Well, see?
I remember the fish story.
What? What's fish story?
Like, where...
Noah's Ark?
No. I remember, like, in CCD, when
What's
we were...
CCD?
Well, it was, like, Catholic school, but we called it Central City Dump. Remember that? Don't you remember that?
All right. Let's go back to Cobra. You know, for all of our new young...
You used to go to CCD, didn't you?
I know.
You probably did, too, right?
All 8 years, so I was confirmed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but...
Catholic all the way, yo.
Yeah, but when you had to go to, like, Wednesday
night
stuff...
We got Notre Dame, we got the school district.
We called it Crap City Dick Bag.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Crap City Dick Bag?
Yeah.
Shit, we called it Central City Dump.
That one doesn't make sense.
No. What did you call it?
Central City Dump.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that was Holy Spirit style.
We were at Holy Cross.
Yeah, I heard of you guys. I heard about that priest they had over there.
Yeah, I know. He left and never came back. He really
did. We were scared to death of Holy Cross.
But that's when, back in the day, when they would just send somebody away and you'd never hear from him ever
again.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's when they were like covering everything up.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so for some of our new listeners tonight...
Did you ever get one of those abortion pamphlets?
No.
They used to hand them out. They'd be, like, all bloody. And I remember, like, sitting... Like, you remember...
Where did you go to Central City Dump?
I went to St. Thomas More. And, but... Are you Catholic?
Yeah, I was raised Catholic.
Where'd you go?
I don't remember.
The Missouri kids get confirmed when they're, like, sophomores in high school now.
We were done after 8th grade.
Yeah, Kansas Catholics
get confirmed.
Kansas Catholics get to get confirmed when they're in 8th grade.
Matt, after...
So, basically, kids get to end their duties. Their parents are making them try and force them to be religious, at different ages. You know, it's one advantage of one state to another, you know. If you don't like it, move to another state.
Sorry, Ricky. Cobra, we just had a Catholicism discussion for 4 minutes and 25 seconds.
Hey, I wish it was 4 minutes and 20 seconds, if you catch what I'm saying.
No, what?
I don't know either.
Ricky, sorry, go ahead.
Society is breeding a new kind of criminal. It's also breeding a new kind of cop. Meet Cobra. He does the job nobody wants.
I was just thinking about, you know, best album covers of all time. Josh, name one of the five.
Well, one of the four. Obviously, the original Appetite for Destruction cover is one of them.
Obviously so. That's the obvious one.
Kiss, Love Gun.
Nope, not on my list.
Okay.
Paul, name one on my list.
On your list.
My list.
Pretty Boy Floyd's first record.
Nope. You already named number one. That's Appetite. So
oh, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Okay.
Easily.
Ding. Okay, there's three left.
All right, this should be a fun game. Are they all 80s, kind of like glam?
Pretty much.
Glam type stuff?
Yeah, one a little rock and roll.
Is one a Rat record?
Yes.
It's not Dancing Undercover.
Of course it is. Ding, it is? Ding, yeah.
Okay.
Two more left.
I've gotten three.
Two more any left. Metallica?
No. What good album coverage?
Megadeth.
Nope.
Kill 'Em All. Kill 'Em All rules.
Come on.
Kill 'Em All.
Two.
Any Faster Pussycat?
Nope.
Pantera?
Nope. Come on, Josh.
Well, I mean, there's so much up
any
there.
More? Are there other GNR, too?
Yes.
Patience, obviously.
Lies.
Lies, I mean.
Yeah, of course. Ding. One left. Might be a tough one. Let's just say I was happy to hear that he's back at the Rainbow.
It's a Motorhead record.
Yes.
Which one?
Ace of Spades. Pretty bad. That's a pretty badass cover.
That has a lot to do with Cobra.
Yeah. Did you use unnecessary deadly force?
I used everything I had.
You know you have an attitude problem.
Yeah, but it's just a little one.
All right, so we can scoot that out to another random.
No, that'll actually probably go into this episode.
No way. Yeah, this is no, you can't go into Cobra Talk. No way.
This is the eighth episode of Cobra Talk.
So anyway, for all of our new and younger listeners out there, maybe you just saw Cobra and you need, you know, to be around other people that feel the way you do. Cobra, you know, directed by, infamous George Cosmatos.
Yes.
In 1986.
Did he also do the first Rambo or just the second one?
Just the second one. You know, this movie, Cobra, when word got out that Stallone was taking the scene, you know, it gripped America.
All the Cobra.
You know, don't be fooled, you know, on that movie. In 1986,
well,
grossed $12.6 million on the opening weekend. The largest opening weekend for Warner Brothers in their history up to that point.
But, Ricky, let's talk about how that came to be. Wasn't he seriously originally writing it for Beverly Hills Cop? Like, wasn't Stallone writing the script for Beverly Hills Cop, and then they said there was too much action, and so then he had turned it into Cobra?
Is that true?
It is.
Paul?
I've never seen that movie.
I'll buy it.
God damn it, Paul.
Damn it.
Sorry, guys.
That's a good point. There was something going on with that. It had something to do with Eddie Murphy. He got real hot, and they wanted him to do it, and they wanted it to be a comedy.
Exactly.
And Stallone knew that he had to take the part, because who else could possibly play Miriam Cobretti?
Nobody.
And it wasn't going to be Eddie Murphy. You know, but that movie grossed, $50 million in the box office for a movie at that time was huge. So, you know, got all these haters out there that don't understand Cobra, you know, like we do. Of course, you know, it stars Sylvester Stallone.
Are you kind of pissed that Paul's never seen it?
It's kind of weird. You know, but we'll just keep going. Brigitte Nielsen.
Is that where they met on that set?
Well,
no.
Funny
Rocky
enough,
Four.
Oh, that came out after Rocky Four?
Yeah, this is 86.
When did Rocky Four come out?
85, okay.
Serious?
Yeah, so this is right after.
Damn.
You thought it was like 2010?
I did.
So what happened is that she came over here as a model.
Ooh.
And Stallone struck her up for being a Russian in Rocky before.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I kind of had a crush on her, invited her over to the Cobra set, and she was sneaking off to the other set and banging Schwarzenegger on the side.
What?
This is
what other set?
Schwarzenegger was filming Predator.
Running Man?
No.
Raw Deal.
Running Man was before that. Raw Deal was before that.
Raw Deal was like 86.
I think it was earlier, maybe. It was right when she came over. Maybe when they were filming Red Sonja together, and Schwarzenegger was getting ready to put her up for Rocky IV because he kind of liked her. You know, and Red Sonja was going on, so Schwarzenegger was trimming it on the side, but he also had, you know, Maria Shriver back in the East and didn't want to fuck that up. And he talks about it in his book, for those of you that have read it.
Total Recall?
I'm not telling you anything new.
How is it?
Total Recall is a great book. Yeah, you know, it's awesome. I recommend it to anybody who's a fan. Obviously, if you guys aren't fans, you're not going to go read it.
You think people who are not Schwarzenegger and Stallone fans are losers?
Yeah, they do. Well, they missed out on something early in life that they, you know, didn't get that I was lucky enough to get. You know, like opening day, every Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Van Damme,
yeah,
Norris, Seagal, every movie my dad took me to, opening night, Friday. Like, it was so exciting when a preview for the next, like next of kin coming out in 2 weeks. I could not wait. Roadhouse, man, I was in the fifth grade. Jesus, movie was awesome.
Running Man.
Yeah, the Running Man, going to Oak Park
Mall.
What year
was Running Man?
87.
I saw Running Man and Predator at Oak Park Mall.
Over the Top.
Of course.
I saw Over the Top in the theater.
Of course. So, I mean, it was exciting back then.
It was.
Exciting stuff, you know. And so when Cobra comes out, it just blew the roof off the box office.
Woo!
Blew the roof.
Woo.
But anyway, you know, we're going to get right down to it. You know, tonight we're going to start with cutting pizza with scissors. For all of you know, this iconic moment, after a long day at the grocery store, you know, where there was a psycho, which we'll get to later.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
How many times do you think you've seen Cobra? No bullshit.
I don't know, you know, like...
Like, give me a ballpark figure.
Let's see, how many days are in a year? 365.
Stalling
it. How old am I? Times... Times the, so you know when the days when I was unemployed, you know those kind of multiply, you know, like, so got to add those in, those periods of not working, you know. Yeah, I would say, you know, around 1,500 times.
What?
Roughly. I mean, I'm thinking like my cousin Mike and I, when we first got when the VCR came out, you know, and they started selling the movies and Cobra came out on VHS, we probably would watched it. We would sit there, watch it, immediately put it, rewind it, watch it again, you know, over and over.
How many times do you think you've seen it, Josh?
I don't know, maybe like 20 times, maybe? I don't know.
Sometimes,
Ricky,
you know,
just
like,
laughed.
You can,
how many times have you seen it?
Sometimes when,
like,
when you've had a hard day.
It was a big one growing up
see,
for us.
There's some of us that know that when you've had a hard day, if you're having a hard time in life, and you got to make a big decision, and you don't know what to do, sometimes you gotta ask yourself, what would Cobra do?
I'll blow this whole place up!
Go ahead. I don't shock her.
And if you tell yourself these things, you'd be surprised where you can get in life, you know? Like, it's very helpful.
Look at you.
I think Rocky IV is the Stallone movie I've seen the most.
Really?
Probably.
What about, are you a big fan of Cliffhanger?
Huge. I watched it just the other day.
That's a great movie.
So good.
How about you? You like that one?
I saw that in the theater.
Yeah, so did I. Oak Park Plaza. What about you?
Ranch Mart.
Nice. Paul, coming through.
Snuck into that one.
Come on, Paul.
I saw Total Recall at Ranch Mart. Remember that chick with the big treat?
Treat tits.
All right. So, Cobra Talk is supposed to be about Cobra.
Yo, sorry.
Yeah, you blowing
yeah.
Do you think you would recognize me if you saw him again?
The tall one?
Yeah. The one that wants to kill you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're really blowing... You guys are really blowing it on your first episode of Cobra Talk tonight.
I thought it was, like, the fifth.
Yeah.
No, you're first.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
you know, now, you know, like, where are we? We're talking about tonight's subject.
Yeah.
And that's cutting pizza with scissors. So, as you all know, the iconic moment after a rough day at work, Cobra comes home to, you know, walks into his apartment, and there's some music going. He turns on the TV. He's got his leather jacket on, and he goes into the freezer, pulls out some pizza, throws it on the table, whips out a pair of scissors, and chops off a piece and eats it. Why does he do it? So that's what we're talking about tonight. Like, what kind of scissors did he have? Why was the pizza in the goddamn freezer in the first place?
So, I've wondered about that.
So that's kind of what led up to the cutting, you know? Like, he had a hard day at the grocery store. Some terrorist was there. He had to take out the trash. What does it mean to cut pizza with scissors? Does it mean anything to you?
I just think he's a man who is so dedicated to what he's doing. He doesn't have time to do it with anything else.
You don't think he has a knife? Because I know he has knives because he kills people with them later in the film.
But he doesn't want to put blood into, like, the pizza, you know? That blood, that the residue of the blood.
Could get AIDS.
It was the 80s.
He's dealing
with. It was the 80s.
Gonzalez. <You're right>.
That's yeah, not a part.
Okay,
okay.
So that's a clue it. There. Cobra didn't use his knives on his pizza because they probably all have blood on them. This is a breakthrough moment in Cobra talk. I'm really excited about it. Okay, well, that's terribly exciting that we've already reached a high moment like that. I'm just tickled pink.
Do we need to make a phone call now to your cousin?
No, we'll ask for callers here soon. We have our first caller coming up here in a few moments. Now...
There's like three people on the line right now, though. Don't you think we should take one soon?
Not yet, because we're not done talking, you know, about other things, so... Okay, like, this breakthrough...
That just
happened with, like, Cobra. Seriously, like, now I understand why he cut his pizza with scissors. Like, all of his knives have blood on them, and it was the 80s. You know?
It was the height of the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah. He was living in Los Angeles, you know? Like, it all makes sense. And all these years, like... Guy, if I put out a mass text to all my friends right now, it's seriously, you feel the ripple effect coast to coast.
Is Nofel a big fan of this movie?
Huge.
Nice. He's got good taste.
Yeah, we'll give him a call later. Maybe he'll like the. I mean, when I would like to break this news to him later. So that's what we're gonna do.
Josh was just in the bathroom, but did you? Josh, you know how blown away he is by your thing, why he was, like, your thing about him cutting the pizza?
It's obvious.
Well, let's go. What kind of pizza was it that he was cutting? It was cheese
yeah.
pizza?
Yeah.
You know? Obviously, Cobra doesn't like toppings.
But he likes, well, what about the Coors beer, the banquet beer we've been drinking all night?
Well, the box, the box that the pizza comes in, it only says pizza. You know, these are things George, you know, Cosmatos took in real carefully. The box only said pizza.
Where do you think his apartment is? Is it Venice Beach?
It looks like it. These are the questions that George actually must answer.
He's dead, though. I think he died.
I don't think he's dead.
No, look it up. Seriously.
No way.
No, because his son is...
That's another episode, okay? Tonight
the last
we're talking
movie
about
he made was like...
So we don't even know if this pizza chain is still around. Where they're
pizza?
Located.
Pizza?
Okay, so... Okay, well, let me ask you this. Marion Cobretti. That sounds Italian, right? So
yeah,
Italian, pizza, Italian heritage, eating pizza. You know, like, you think there's anything that is... In the do with Cobra and what are your thoughts? Cobretti and pizza. Tell me.
Honestly, I've seen that movie a lot, not 1,500 times, and I've probably seen it 50. I've probably seen it 50 times.
No, I mean, we're talking about in general. When you think Cobretti, you think that could be a pizza eating family.
Yes, I guess.
I mean, can I mean nobody? You guys can't tell me yet what the you know why he keeps the pizza in the freezer, you know. But I'm just trying to ask. God damn it!
Like, I know why.
If you think there's any kind of Cobretti pizza, like that's what they eat.
I know,
you
know? Why he might keep.
Sounds
it in the
goddamn
freezer.
Italian.
I might know why.
Why?
Because there's this little thing going on when I was living in a college town. That they had this deal where if you brought in a coupon, you got a pizza for $1, but it was unlimited. So we got every paper that the coupon was in and got probably, how many pizzas do you think, Paul?
Oh, Paul was in on this?
20-something pizzas.
20-something pizzas. And then we didn't know what to do with them, so we put them in the freezer.
If you ever think of that?
I remember one time a Chuck E. Cheese, Brett Jensen, made like 18 pizzas and stacked them up in the corner, and our boss, who was later fired for stealing money out of the coin redemption centers, you know, stealing the cash, came in and he was like, hey, what are those for? And Brett's like, they're for me. And they're like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm taking them to a party after work. He's like, well, you can't do that. He goes, well, fuck you. And walked out just like in the Nothing But a Good Time video with the pizzas in the hand. It was fucking badass. All right, well, we were talking about, you know, like why the pizza was in the freezer, but so was the gun cleaning kit. For those of you that know about that, like, I don't keep my gun cleaning kits in the freezer. Why would I do that?
Where do you keep them?
I keep them in the garage.
But some people keep guns in the freezer, right? It doesn't hurt.
Gun cleaning.
But it doesn't... No, but I'm saying gun or gun cleaning. It doesn't hurt anything, does it?
Well, I mean, you know, you wouldn't want to put freezing oil that when you take it out of the freezer, it's going to start cooling off and expanding.
He probably put it in there because he thought it was the last place people would look. If his place got robbed. He kind of lived in a shithole. Didn't he?
You.
Sorry.
A little bit, though.
He really did live in a shithole, don't you think?
Who?
Cobra.
No! He lived across the street from the beach.
No, but I'm saying back...
He was probably paying... Probably like $2,400 a month.
Bullshit. No way. This is the mid-80s.
Okay. $1,200 a month.
Remember the guys who were all out front who he had to fuck with?
Yeah.
All the cholo dudes?
Yeah, that's another night, man.
Tonight. That's a whole other episode.
Yeah, that's next week.
She got to madre, pinche Otto.
Yes.
Yeah. In trouble, man.
Hey, Lupio. You told him it's
there. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
No.
You know, hold that thought. Let's get back to the topic.
You were
scissors.
You were saying we could do this once a week. I think we could do it 3 times a week.
Okay, we'll try it out. But let's get back to our focus, scissors. You know, everybody knows they're invented about, you know, 1500 BC.
Uh-huh.
Earliest known found scissors in Mesopotamia between 3000 and 4000 BC.
No, DiCaprio.
It was a common household item in the Roman Empire all the way, you know, as soon as 400 BC. Are they scissors or are they shears?
How many people did Cobra kill in the movie Cobra?
This is Josh. You're straying.
How many movies did Stallone and Kurt Russell star in together?
You know, obviously you have the legendary Tango and Cash.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, what about, you guys ever know any of those freaks at school that had left-handed scissors? Remember that?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, elementary school.
Back to scissors.
Yeah, as always, if you guys would like to be in next week's, you know, matter, which that brings us to that subject. What should we talk about for Cobra Talk next week?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we did talk about,
I kind of feel like we didn't get into the scissor talk enough, though.
Well, I mean, we can continue the scissor talk tonight, if you would like.
Do you feel like there was a breakthrough in the scissor talk? For real. I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah, what's that now?
Do you feel like there was a breakthrough in the scissor? The whole thing?
We did have a breakthrough tonight.
Kind of thanks to Josh, just off the cuff. Hey, nice job, man.
Every once in a while, baby.
Well, you know, if you would like to talk next week, you know, I think we're going to be discussing driving. driving classic cars and shooting guns out of windows. Who can do that?
Him.
Not many people.
Not many people?
Paul needs to watch the movie.
I can't wait to watch this movie and then come into this with a whole other...
And the other part of that I'd like to get into is, how does Cobra get permission to be a police officer and be allowed to carry grenades and bazookas?
Hey, so you were saying earlier that you have three copies of this movie, but they're all down at the Lake of the Ozarks?
Yeah, that's right. And Pont de Terre Lake, too. You can just kind of spread them out in the Ozark area. You know, if I'm down out in the Ozark wilderness.
Who would be a better cooler, Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse or Cobra as like coming in and doing Patrick Swayze's job than Roadhouse? Who would do a better job?
Patrick Swayze. Well, Swayze was a trained, you know, bouncer. Cobra is a police officer.
How do you think he would do in that environment?
He wouldn't be able to handle it. He's a police officer. Haven't you seen the cover of the movie? Crime is the disease. Is a disease. Meet the cure.
I'm a hero of the new world.
You're a disease, and I'm the cure.
Die!
Hey! Drop it!
I know that. I'm just trying to place, you know, like...
I mean, what does he tell the psycho in the grocery store, Josh?
I don't know. I don't shop here.
Yeah.
No.
He says that to him.
He says, I don't make deals with psychos.
But he also says,
I just put them away.
That's right.
But he also says, go ahead, I don't shop here, right?
Well, that's when he threatens to blow up the whole place.
What does he blow up? He blows up like a... What's the thing of, like, the display?
I think that's just, like, a shot, isn't it?
Is it like
he doesn't actually
Cheez-Its
blow anything up.
Yeah, he blows up a display for a fountain drink, maybe a slushy, you know, because it's, like, pouring down, and you can see it with the lights going into a bigger cup. He blows it away.
Come on.
Sorry.
You can go. You're free.
Yeah.
Matt Gilligan is a pussy.
Agreed.
I just got a bunch of allergies.
Allergies everybody.
I swear I never seen something so ridiculous in my whole life.
This is a great night.
Does anybody have a tissue? I've got allergies.
I don't know why Paul's giving me such a hard time.
Hey, that's what he said.
Okay.
Really gave you a hard time.
So, did you see Cobra in the theater?
Of course I did.
Where?
Watts Mill.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That place was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also saw Hot the Trot there. Pee-wee's Big Adventure there.
I saw the Transformers movie there.
What was the...
Wait, was Hot the Trot with Bobcat Goldthwait?
Yeah. Yeah, a gem
remember
of a movie.
Remember the Hotline?
John Candy played the horse's voice.
Do you remember the Hotline you could call?
No.
Yeah.
For Hot the Trot when it came out?
Yeah, it was like a 1-800 number.
There's no Hot to Try 800.
Oh, shit.
What movies did you see at Oak Park Mall?
A lot, man. Like, growing up as a kid, man, I saw all my movies there.
Big Top Pee Wee. Die Hard.
Die Hard, you know.
Big Top Pee Wee. That's a good one, though.
That was, like, the first movie I saw when
the
I moved.
The Great Outdoors. Princess Bride.
I saw that at the Plaza.
I saw Jason Takes Manhattan at
Oak Park Mall?
The Plaza.
Oak Park Plaza.
No, the Plaza Theater.
Yeah, Oak Park Plaza.
Ricky, what should I do?
I think I saw it by myself,
too.
Probably.
Is there anything I should do?
Maybe
get
this is good. Paul,
a couple.
Hang on. Say it again,
time.
Paul.
I just asked Ricky what I should do in preparation to watch this movie. Is there anything I should have in my mind or...
Well, you know, you should be able to take your mind off whatever's on your mind. You know, you come home, you had a bad day, got a lot on your mind, kick it back, turn off your phone, maybe pop a Coors Original banquet beer,
yeah,
get a little
and
pizza.
Pop in Cobra.
Get some scissors and get some pizza.
Yeah.
Get your scissors out.
That's another topic we need to talk about. If anybody wants to email and talk about
scissors,
whether or not you need a life preserver
Nintendo are you
to eat the ketchup. To eat ketchup. I want to hear about it.
Your fries look like they're going to drown. Doesn't he, what is the exact quote? Sorry.
Well, I mean, you know, we'll talk about it in a different episode, Matt. You keep wanting to jump around. Stay on the topic.
Scissors.
Cutting pizza with scissors.
How many episodes do you actually think that Cobra has life for?
What do you mean?
Like, how many episodes do you think...
A Cobra Talk?
Yeah, you could get out of Cobra
thousands.
Talk. Thousands.
Thousands? Thousands stories. Come on. Commando Talk.
I feel like this...
is another thing. Like, well, a whole other ball game.
But let's stick with Cobra Talk. Like, this could take over the nation.
Why do people sit in empty swimming pools and clank their axes together? If they're starting the way of the new world, what are they really trying to do? Because they look like normal guys in the back of pickup trucks with machine guns. Somebody's got to kill them, man. I'm telling you. In California, of all places. Good Lord.
That's the scene where they leave the motel in the morning and they find out that woman tipped them off. That's when shit gets intense, right? Episode like 1500.
Let me ask
though.
You this, you know, like the Cobra works on the zombie squad.
Right.
What do you think about that?
It's cool. Well, his partner is Renny Santoni, who I love that guy.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of good movies.
He's awesome. Bad Boys with Sean Penn, he's in that.
Boy, I didn't know about that.
Really?
I mean,
is he playing that?
He's one of the correctional officers.
Wait. Oh, yeah. That's right.
He's been in a lot of famous movies, man.
Yeah. Look him up.
I'm trying to think of his most famous movie. He was in one really famous movie. I can't remember what it was.
Something in the 70s, probably.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. He's his partner. He's Dirty Harry.
Yeah, he's Dirty Harry's partner.
Yeah. What were we thinking about?
I knew he was in another famous...
Wait. Bad Boys?
General Robert E. Lee.
Looks like he's in Rain Man.
Yeah, he's in Rain Man. Cobra was obviously his best movie.
Dirty Harry's pretty amazing. You're a big fan of the original Dirty Harry, right?
Yeah, Dirty Harry, that's like saying you love Black Sabbath when you're talking about heavy metal, though.
Ricky,
anyway, I do want to touch on a little things before we call it a night tonight on this episode.
Wrap it
first
up.
Episode of, you know,
first of how many do you think?
Well, first of all, we want to go back and we want to touch on Josh talking about Beverly Hills Cop. And it was true, in 84 he did do a lot of work on the screenplay. And he left it and took his ideas for that project and, you know, turned it into Cobra. Most people know that. Most people also know, and I, again, for all our millions of listeners out there, I know I'm not teaching you anything new, but, you know, it is a book called Fair Game by Paul Gosling. Great book. You can get it on Amazon.
Wait, that's what Cobra's based on?
Yeah, you can get it for 1 cent, which I'd say is a bargain. Because
do you have it?
Technically, of course I do. Technically, it can't get any cheaper than 1 cent.
Plus shipping.
I mean, back in the day, they used to have a thing called a hay penny. That was a half cent, I think that's what they called it. But we're going back into colonial times.
What about wooden nickel?
Yeah. Shit like that, you know, so...
I actually had no clue it was based on a book.
Yeah, if you go to Half Price Books, you know, go to Gosling, you know, in fiction, see they got a copy. Fair game.
Oh, I thought it was a true story.
Well, you know... You know, the bad part about it is when they release it on Blu-ray... Every real Cobra fan knows that there's 30 to 40 minutes that they edited out of the movie.
Really?
What?
Yeah. And even when they re-released it on Blu-ray, you know, they didn't include it. They didn't include, like, the director's cut, so fans took to Twitter, and Stallone has yet to answer about it, so...
Frank Stallone?
No, Frank Stallone did sing, you know, a little...
I was going to say, I bet he did some of the music, right?
Yeah, of course, you know, Frank, you know.
I used to ride horses at Frank Stallone's place.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
In, like Maryland.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard that story.
Yeah.
Serious?
No.
Sure, Josh. We believe you. Josh rides right on horses in Maryland. Yeah, he
My
does it all the
time.
My uncle
used to date Sid Stallone. Look up Sid Stallone.
By the way, another thing. Just another thing, too.
Where's Maryland?
But anyway, another thing that we talked about, you know, Josh, like, how many people did Cobra kill? Everybody knows.
52.
That's 52. Right. Yeah. So... just to get that out of the way in case any of our youngsters are listening tonight.
But I still think fucking Schwarzenegger kills more in Commando.
Oh, he kills way more.
Doesn't he kill like 70-something?
Yeah, there was. And of course, you know, because...
Hey, what does that security guard say to those girls before he tries to go mess with Schwarzenegger in Commando? He's like, you want to see me... What does he say? Like...
Want to see me kick some ass?
Yeah. Want to see me kick some ass?
No, he says, want to see me kick some ass? This guy is one gigantic motherfucker.
6'2", brown hair. He's one gigantic motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Have you seen Commando?
You know, like, personally, like...
Did you really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
You talked to him. You did a Commando. You did a Commando podcast?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Did
you?
Paul.
With him.
Paul. By the FYI.
Yes.
Don't even worry about any spills.
Wait.
This car has been flooded.
Him and Nofel did...
It's covered with shit stain.
Did over the top of Commando.
Oh, I didn't remember.
I
didn't
care less about it.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to touch on is a little controversial. Like, I am obviously a big, you know, collector of cool things, and one of the things I've never bought is the knife of the Night Slasher.
Tell us about the Cobra knife.
Well, it was like one thing that I regretted that I've never owned is the Night Slasher's knife in Cobra. I mean, you can get them on eBay.com. Yeah, you know, I mean, but I've never had it. You know, I like to collect, you know, cool, you know, knives. I'm a big fan of Spyderco knives, and that brings me to, like, you know, the knife designer, one of my favorite knife designers for Spyderco is Herman Schneider, and he does a lot of badass shit up in Denver, Colorado, is where they're based out of, and he was the one that I was asked to make the knife for Cobra, and so, like, obviously, you know, I'm in Denver, 2004, I had, like, two or three Spyderco's that had the tips broken off on them, so I took them straight to there to the place to have them, you know, give me a new tip on it and give me a nice shine. Plus, to check it out, you know, I'm a big fan, you know. So I went in there, and of course, I'm talking to Herman, and I'm just like, Herman, you know, like, let's talk about the Cobra knife. Jesus Christ, I mean, you know, this is amazing. Like, I can't believe I'm meeting you. And he's just like, look, man, I got a lot of work to do. I'm like, no, Herman, you know, come here. Let's talk about this knife. Like, and he was like, look, you know, the only directive I was given was, you know, was to make a knife that the audience would never forget. I'm like, great. And then I asked him, like, 1,500 questions. I was like, so, you know, like, what about this? What about that? What about this? Now, when the Night Slasher did this, and he just kept going, no, no, no. I gotta go. No. No. Sorry. No. I was like, come on, Herman. Give me a fucking break.
How'd you find out that he was the guy who made it?
Well, I did my research on Cobra. I mean, shit. I had that spec'd out in 1988.
There you go.
When did you have it spec'd out, Matt?
Any final thoughts tonight?
You know. Once again, I got, you know, I love Cobra. Next episode is... kind of back in time a little bit. It's called Using Everything That You've Got. As you know, the iconic film scene when Cobra leaves the grocery store, the press is waiting for him, and one of the eagerly, maybe over-anxious reporters, you could call him, says, did you use excessive force? And obviously we know the Cobra said, I used everything I had. Not like that. He says it a lot cooler than I can. But that's next week's subject. Using everything that you've got. Everything that you have. What does that mean? What does that mean? When was the last time that you used everything that you had. You know, like, I mean, it rarely, I mean, I have a lot of special guests that are going to be on the show. A lot of great
Let's all say it at once.
Have you ever met Stallone?
I had a chance, two chances in my life, and I never got to meet him.
What the hell happened, brother?
It's another story.
It's what episode? That'll be episode like 700.
Yeah, that'll be episode 703. I'll just tell you, once was at the 1992 Republican Convention at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. The other time was in 2006 at the Philadelphia Eagles Monday Night Football game. I was working for ESPN, and he and the movie Rocky Balboa was just coming on. And like it was just coming out, and so he was out there as a promotion to flip the coin, you know, for the game, you know, and the whole stadium's yelling Rocky, Rocky, and I can't wait to finish up all my job there, you know, so I could run up to the suite, the ESPN suite, to just be there, and everybody knows, you know, like you know how excited I am about this. So I get up there, and I go to the suite, and I run in, and there is my boss standing right there. And he's like, Livers, no. No.
He ruined it for
you? And I looked over, and there's Stallone at this little fucking chocolate fountain they had, like multi-layers, you know, like it's like coming down like a fountain with all these like fruits around it. You can dip them on a stick and put them through. And I'm thinking, all I want to do is go talk to him about Cobra. That's all I want to do. I have to know like why he cut the fucking pizza with scissors. I think we figured it out tonight, which kind of brings a roundabout, you know, closure to tonight's episode that yes, we did move forward in Cobra tonight, which is a good thing. But I mean, I had that opportunity right there to talk to him.
You'll probably meet him at some point.
In 1992, I'm standing next to President Bush and all his sons, and my friend, whose dad is a Secret Service agent, standing there next to him with a briefcase with a newsie ready to rock. And he's like, "Are you having a good time in Houston?" And we're like, "Yeah, we get, you know, thanks for the passes to go to the Space Center, you know, in Houston, and NASA is real cool. Got to go check out the space station before they launched it in outer space. Like, you know, I've walked through it. The actual fucking one that's up there, you know, believe it or not. That's what you get when you got presidential passes." But then, so he says, "Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you." And I said, "Yes, Mr. President. As a matter of fact, I saw out there on the floor Schwarzenegger and Stallone walking around. I go, it would be the honor of my life if you'd introduce me to, you know, like, to these guys." You know, like, in this, we're talking 1992, like, good Lord Christ, you know, Terminator 2 was still a big deal, you know, all the way, you know, then. But shit, in both times, and everybody laughed. But I wasn't laughing. I said, "I'm going to go vote for Clinton. This guy fucked me over, even though, you know, it's only in the eighth grade."
Do you think you would if you had to pick between meeting Stallone and Schwarzenegger, who would you pick?
Well, I did just donate some money in one of Schwarzenegger's charities to get a chance to ride in a tank with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He used to be a tank commander in the Austrian army. Wow. And knows how to drive them. If you've read the book, if you guys were fans, you would know that.
I did not.
But you're not, you know. But if you want to know anything else, just keep asking me questions, you know. Guess you guys aren't fans and need the knowledge. I understand.
There might be another episode.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there will be.
Should we sign off?
Well, once again, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Hamilton Beach Juicers, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Heineken. Please keep making the same beer, always.
Spuds and, McKenzie.
Nope, nothing to do with Spuds McKenzie. And, and that's it. You know, you guys have anything else you'd like to say to wrap up this episode of Cobra Talk? It's been a good one, I guess. So, anybody else got anything to say?
Match?
Nah, we're done.